Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Today, more Boston-based medical teams are leaving to help earthquake victims in Haiti. It's a first-time trip for many of the doctors and the nurses who are probably wondering what they'll find there and whether they're ready for it. Better preparing medical teams deploying in areas where working conditions can be far less than ideal and prepping for the sights and the sounds there is something that's happening at Children's Hospital in Boston. Listen as WBUR's Health and Science reporter Sasha Pfeiffer reports.
Okay, your blood pressure is going to come up on the monitor. Anytime you take
a half dozen doctors and nurses are crowded in a chaotic operating room. A patient is bleeding from her mouth and nose. There's a deep gash in her abdomen, and her right leg is mangled. The knee twisted, the foot cocked unnaturally to the side. The room is filled with moaning. Help me, help me, help me. I can't feel my leg. Am I dying? The doctors work as fast as they can, but they don't have basic supplies or enough personnel.
Let's notify the surgeons also.
Is there a surgeon here?
Is there a surgeon around?
No surgeon.
Can we get some oxygen? Do we have oxygen?
Then things take a turn for the worse.
She's vomiting.
Don't be too alarmed. The noises you're hearing are made by a nurse who's a pretty good actress, and the patient on the table is actually a mannequin. Because most of these medical workers are leaving soon to do volunteer work in Haiti, this simulation is meant to prepare them. Dr. Peter Weinstock, who runs this exercise for Children's Hospital, talks with them later about what went right and what went wrong.
When you turned her, she said something that sounded like my tummy, and she was actually saying, I'm falling.
Oh, I thought she was saying my tummy.
Yeah, it sounded that way. And it just raises that issue again to try and use translators as best you can, or also realize that some of the things you're hearing may sound like certain things, but may end up being very different.
Tyler Hartman was part of the simulation, which is a new pilot program. He's a pediatrician at Children's, and he says the unfamiliar environment was difficult.
Not knowing where everything is, not knowing who the people were, was extremely stressful because I'm used to knowing who can do what and relying on those people to do those things. And not knowing who can do what, I just felt like you couldn't tee up for a worse stressful situation.
But that's exactly the kind of situation he could find himself in daily when he goes to Haiti next month. Most of the medical workers there won't know each other. Some things they may not expect to have, like internet access, might actually be available. But Dr. Weinstock says other basic supplies will be hard to come by.
Things like proper-sized NG tubes, having enough syringes, things around stabilization of fractures, the kind of stuff that we pull right off the shelf.
So the simulation program teaches them to be resourceful, to make neck braces out of rolled-up towels, to make oxygen masks out of plastic water bottles, to bring headlamps so they can do procedures without having to hold a flashlight.
We work in this environment where we would never fathom reaching for a cardboard box and putting a child in it. One of our goals was to really just open their eyes to that concept, that may very well be the resources that are available to you.
It also teaches them to recognize illnesses that have been wiped out in the U.S. One of the simulations, based on a real case in Haiti, involves a mannequin baby suffering from what looks like epileptic seizures. The newborn actually has tetanus caused by what doctors call dirty umbi. That means its umbilical cord was cut with an unsterile instrument. Megan Week is a nurse at Children's who is leaving for Haiti today. She says the simulation made her feel better and worse about her trip.
Better because I feel like we have a really good team going down and we'll be able to work well together. Worse because it's not like Children's where we can send them to the next floor or, you know, put them on monitors and monitor them.
The program also reminds emergency workers that if they get sick or dehydrated, they'll need medical resources meant for earthquake victims. So they're told to bring mosquito netting and powerful insect repellent to avoid dengue fever. Dr. Weinstock says these little things can make a big difference.
The hope of this program is not to have them hit the ground running per se, but have them hit the ground walking a little faster.
They're also advised that instead of acting immediately in a medical emergency, take 10 seconds to figure out who has what skills. Because that could save 10 minutes down the line, Weinstock says. And in Haiti, every minute counts. For WBUR, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.